Okay, you guys, let's do this. It's going to be so professional. Okay. Like, so professional. Here we go. Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go. Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. We'll have a ball, with June, who's really tall. They have fun, interviewing comedians on Lab Support, with Michelle, who's really short. Now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast is brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Welcome to the award-winning Laugh Support Podcast. I'm your host, June Colson, here with my co-host and best friend, Michelle, with one L, Trisha's sister, Rhonda Colson, Corey's friend, Michelle Van Dusen.
So it sounds like you've listened to my intro before when you went Van Dusen.
Yours is a great name to announce. Okay, first of all, there's a spot on my screen. I thought I had food on my face. yours is a good name. I guess Colson, but your tongue rolls up and hits the roof of your mouth. The all is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice to say.
Yeah, it curls. It doesn't, your tongue will do this inside your mouth for Colson.
Yes, that's it. That's versus holding it like. What do you call that when, like, if you're working with kids and you tell them to fold their paper, what do you call that? What kind of fold is that?
Fold your, this wasn't yes. folding. This was.
Well, you did. That's a fold. That's how you made it make the U shape. That's hot dog style. The other way is hamburger style.
Oh, okay. All right, kids. So you're going to make your tongue like a hot dog.
Hot dog style, like a hot dog bun. Yes. And the other is the bigger way for the hamburger bun.
We're going to eat hot dogs? No, kids. You're going to just roll your tongue as if you.
Yeah, that's right. So. That's right. But you do have a great name for an introduction. Like, I can hear, you know, if you were a fighter, if we were fighting each other, they'd be like, June Colson. And then they're like, Michelle Van Dusen. That's a great name.
Thank you. I married into it, so
yes, yeah,
it's not my original name, but that's okay.
I had somebody ask me the other day if I knew someone who I can't remember the last name, but I promise you it was something like Pinklewinkle. They're like, hey, what's
what? Okay,
so your husband's name is Ross, so I'm gonna say, they were like, hey, do you know Ross Pinklewinkle? Michelle, I'm not mature enough for a name like that. Which is what I told them. I was like, I could never be friends with a Pinklewinkle. And I apologize if we have any Pinklewinkles that are listening. I don't think it's a real name.
No, but it can't be a name. It can't, no. Like periwinkle is a color.
Yes.
So I can see there would be a name, possibly, you know, the periwinkles. Like, I get that. But what did you just say?
Pinklewinkle. Can you imagine choosing, like, I mean, for a woman to go, you know what? That... She must be madly in love with a man to agree to be. If I had to be June Pinklewinkle,
I'm sorry,
for the rest of my life.
Oh, I would. I see now why women choose to keep their name. I get it.
That's true. But you got a Ross Van Dusen, and it's a great villain name. If you know one of your friends wanted to have a character with a last name that sounded like a. Like a villain. I was on a podcast once and they spent a lot of time talking about your last name.
You're on a podcast now, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, that's true. I've been on a podcast more than once. But yeah, the guys, when I was talking to them about the podcast, they were like, what's your last name? And I'm like, Van Dusen. Cause it sounds like you're an evil genius. Michelle, you are a genius. Can I talk about, okay. So last week we had TC Stallings.
Oh my gosh. Great interview. Best interview. Like, it was so good. Okay, go ahead.
So we decided we were going to do some teasers because he gave us a couple of exclusives, actually. And we're not going to tell you what they are. You have to go back and listen to the last episode if you don't happen to know. But I was trying to work on the teasers for the podcast to do some reels. And friends, listen to me. I text Michelle and I was like, here's what I want to do since we're not in the same state. We can't do the video together. I said, I want you to look mysterious. I want you to look like you're spying on someone, like peeking around a tree or, and I gave, you know, just some ideas that I was texting.
Yeah. Very good director. You gave
when
me
I tell what? Y'all, 12 seconds is about all it took for Michelle to look like she had a trench coat on, to have on this cool hat, sunglasses, and to send me not just an interesting picture, but the camera angles were so good. And in the video, she is like peeking and there's light coming from over your shoulder and mm-hmm. you slide your glasses down. And it's such a little comedic thing. But when you slide your glasses down, they go, brilliant. And you said, so you recruited your kids to help you with the, or at least one of your kids to help you with the, take a video or the picture.
Yeah. It just so happened that my son right now he works from home. He lives in our garage, right? They live in our garage. We got two boys living in our garage. And don't worry, it's furnished. Okay. It's not just like out there sleeping in the car.
Yes.
but he works from home. And so he was on his break. So he just happened to, he was like at the tail end of his break. And I went out there. I'm like, oh, can you take my picture? And so he took some pictures, but they weren't quite what I wanted. And I discovered that on my phone, I didn't know I could do this, but if you push and hold it long enough, then your picture can become a sticker. You know, you like just, so I took the picture of me out of that background and I stuck it on a plain background of something that I took. Oh, it's the solar eclipse, that picture. I put it on there and then sent that to you. That was the first one. And then you sent me a couple more requests like, okay, love it, but can you do this, that, and that? I'm like, okay. So then I went to my bedroom where the sun was shining in just enough. And that I just kept, you know, trying to get the right angle because I liked how it was coming in.
Yes.
And so then I did the squeaky thing. And then my other son was on his way out. And so I went out to the front door and stood by, you know, peeked around the bricks on the front door. I'm like, just take a couple pictures. Like, okay. So it took all three of us.
They were so, it was so good and it was so fast.
And I think I took a lot of pictures.
Yes. I think it speaks to your, it speaks to your creative ability. Like you're such a creative person. And even like when I showed the video or whatever, one of our friends was like, I need more of that. I need to see more of that.
I actually want to do more.
This will show up on the camera because I have like, but like
it does,
Michelle in the, and it looks like a trench coat. You said that wasn't even a trench coat.
It's not a trench coat. It's a jean jacket that goes, you know, it's below the waist just a little bit. And it's oversized. It was a great sale deal. I'm like, sure, this will be great. And it's just, it's big and bulky. I thought I'd be able to wear it on stage. And I can't because I just look like I'm swimming in it. But yeah. And that hat is my mom's. It's my mom's hat.
Cool hat.
And so I wasn't sure if it was going to fit because her head was so small compared to my huge head. And
maybe that's why we're friends. I have a giant melon head. And I always say if they ever did like a bobblehead of me, they wouldn't have to change the specs because I literally look like a living bobblehead.
I think that would be fun. We need to get bobbleheads of us.
Yes.
You know, because I think if we got the bobbleheads, right, that would be so much fun to play with. Anyway, I'm just
so when you and here's what it's like for folks who listen that are, you know, who maybe just listen to be entertained by us. This is what it's like to live with creative, comedic people. Like, I am going to guess that at this point, when you came in with your jacket on and your hat and your sunglasses and you were like, hey, I need you to take a picture of me peeking around a brick wall. Your kids weren't like, what? Why? Huh? They're just like, okay, mom.
Yeah. Yeah. There was no questions. No, no questions at this point. I told them, I said, what frame I wanted it. You know, I want it from here to here. Don't get anything extra. And they're like, okay, click, 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 click. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, but not that. And then they got a lot of pictures of me just talking, telling them what I wanted, because they take pictures like I do. The moment you hand them the phone or the camera, it's clicking.
Yeah.
So if you're not set right, it's, you got all the pictures in between.
I don't know what it's like to have daughters, but I do have a future daughter-in-law, which is really exciting. They sent me pictures the other day because they were ring shopping together. Ooh. She had gone and like looked at some styles that she liked. And then, you know, that's a big investment for a guy when they're buying the engagement ring. And I know it's kind of different. Like when I got engaged, I didn't necessarily want to go or see, and I wanted to be surprised by all of it. And with them, it's like he's like, I'm making a big purchase and she's going to wear this the rest of her life. Yeah, I want to make sure it's what she likes. So I got to see some pictures and all that of the engagement ring the other day, which is super exciting. But I'll have a daughter-in-law soon, and I can tell you that that sweet girl will correct me in a heartbeat the way that I hold a camera, the way that I take a picture.
Seriously?
So she has been known to say to my youngest son, Trey, just take the phone from your mom. She's always very kind and respectful to me, but she ain't blame when it comes to pictures. But also I think that's part of like being in a sorority, and they take so many photographs of each other and they pose it perfectly and they take it at the best angles. And I'm like triple chin June bug just down below. So yeah.
Triple chin June bug. Yes, that's the next comedy tour we need to do is the triple chins.
The triple chin June Hello. Bug.
No, that's not it. Just.
Your kids aren't surprised when you do creative things.
No, but I do have a daughter-in-law. And so what I love the most is listening to her say, Patrick, that's not nice to say to your mom.
That's the best. Yeah, that's the best.
When she corrects him to treat me nicer when I'm being a goofball. So I think that means she likes me. So
this is good. This is good. I'm going to always pretend in my head that they love me. I used to tell my son when he was little, one time he did ask me, like, how am I going to know when I find the girl I'm going to marry? And I would just say, she is going to love your mom so much. She's going to get along great with her. And you'll be like, this is the one. So, yeah. And yeah, hopefully that's the way he chose, you know. But my kids, now yours aren't surprised when you do something creative. And mine aren't surprised when I catch something on fire. So.
Oh, no. So what have you caught on fire lately?
Michelle, I'm not going to blame you and Rhonda Corey. This is a Rhonda Corey moment for being on a back and forth Marco Polo this morning in conversation that I did what I always do. And I start my pan with hot oil and then I walk away as if nothing was happening. And my dog, Rhonda Corey moment, my dog Reginald, who doesn't like fire or smoke, tried to beat down my bedroom door to get into me because I had smoked up the whole living room and kitchen and hallway because I do what I always do. I start making a pancake and then I walk away. I've started to make a pancake and then climbed up in the attic with the pancake in the pan. At least this time it was just, I put the pan on the stove to heat up the oil. And then I went to do my makeup and have a conversation with you. I had a hamburger in a pan, a frozen hamburger, and I put a glass lid over the top of it in the pan to steam the hamburger. And it was on low, fortunately, like it was on low and it was steaming in the pan. And I was like, oh, hamburger, pan, lid, dog, let's go for a walk. And I left my house. So this morning, I want to show you this morning.
Wait. How do you still own a house? How do you still have a house that's standing if you keep doing these things? I think when you get older, we're going to have to take away your stove privileges. Just like your whole stove.
You don't get
a stove. No, because right now you have a dog that I think
is keeping you safe. Yeah, that's true. I want to show you what I did, though, because after the pancake pan, I still had the batter mixed up. So I was like, well, I'll just get the waffle maker out.
Oh, no. It's not plugged in right now, is it?
No, I made the waffle and I unplugged it. But Michelle, have you ever seen a waffle like this? I'm just going to show you. It literally, it's powder. It's just, it's see-through. Yeah, it's translucent.
How's it taste though?
That's the waffle. So what I'm showing Michelle is basically, it's almost like a spider web of a waffle.
Yeah, how's it taste?
Look. It just crumbles. It tastes like air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
is there any sweetness to it at all?
No, but that's okay because look, I have this.
You're gonna sprinkle something on it?
I have syrup.
So syrup. Is that maple syrup or just sugar water?
It's sugar free log cabin syrup. Ah. So really it's just an excuse for the syrup. So
wow. Maple syrup from from maple, but that's not a state. That's a tree. From Virginia? No, from Maine. Maple syrup from Maine. Vermont. From Vermont. There, that's what it is. Is amazing. It was Vermont that we were in. I'm like, what's that state up north? Real maple syrup is what you need to be putting on that. And real butter. Real butter. Real maple
syrup.
I do
use real butter, but I do use sugar-free. This is a protein pancake, so it already... I mean, protein waffle, so it already kind of tastes like cardboard. And then I poured it way too thin, so it just turned into a spider web that I had to scrape out of the waffle maker.
I think because you burnt the first pan, I think that should give you like the right then to eat whatever you wanted. You didn't have to eat a protein pancake.
Listen, I got on the scale this morning. I don't know why. I've been avoiding it because... You don't really have to get on the scale when you can't button your britches anymore. Like, you don't need a number, really, when your britches don't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have my life together. Yesterday, Michelle, I told you that I would love to know from our listeners if this has ever happened to you. If you just completely forgot your PIN number for your debit card. Because last week before, I realized I don't know my PIN number. What is my PIN number? It's been maybe a month since I used my debit card. And in a month's time, my brain just forgot the whole PIN number. So I went to the bank and I thought maybe muscle memory, like maybe my finger, the muscle in my finger will be like, is there a muscle in your finger? There's a bone, I know. But maybe I'll just bloop, 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 and I'll remember what it is, right? But I didn't. I just started typing numbers and it didn't work. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for your help. It was so helpful that in between that time, you just started sending me random numbers to mess up my brain even more. Friends, Michelle was sending me pictures of four digits and she was going, is it this? Is it this number? Is it this? I do hope you find that. I hope you didn't throw it away. And I hope one day you find it and you are so confused as to why do I have these four digits? What's it go to?
No, I threw that paper away right away because I knew that if I held on to these digits that I was sending you, these PIN numbers, that I would one day look at it and go, wait, what does this go to? And then it would mess me up. I don't enjoy PIN numbers because, you know, they tell you you shouldn't use the same one for the same account, right? Like different, you know, different counts, different numbers, different passwords. And then they keep wanting, oh, we've been compromised. Now you got to change it. You're like, wait, what? Like, that's so frustrating. And I thought if I sent you random numbers that it would just trigger something. Like, that's what I was hoping.
But it was triggering. It triggered.
But I think you should go back to your ATM or wherever you use your, you know, you typically use your PIN number and bring your little dust kit and get some fingerprints and see which numbers you used the last. That's all.
So. You think so? That would still be there. Yeah. You're a horrible detective. You look great in the pictures, but you're a horrible detective. In my defense, though, this was a compromised whatever situation where they sent me a new debit card and with a new PIN number. And rather than changing the PIN number, because I have zero tech skills, and in my brain it was just going to be too complicated to change the PIN number, I just kept the PIN number that they gave me. Now, I've been using that PIN number for a year and a half.
Oh.
Knowing, and I told my brain. My brain told me, June, there's no significance to this number. If you ever forget this number, you're not going to remember this number because it has zero significance in your life. You know, people usually pick numbers that make sense to them, that, you know, we know people use, like, I don't know, phone numbers or their childhood address or, you know, the grandma's birthday or something that maybe they'll remember what that is.
Yeah.
No. This is a number that has zero significance to me. I cannot remember it. Then I get to Aldi and I realize, like, I can't remember a PIN number. I have access to my elderly father's checking account. I have checkbooks of his. I, Michelle, am responsible for his medications. His medications, life-saving medications. And I can't remember four digits.
I think that's fabulous. You do know that at Aldi's, you don't always has to, you don't always have to run your debit card as a debit. You can do it as a charge. So
just thank goodness. Thank goodness. Saying. You also know at Aldi, if you try to pay with a $100 bill, like I did one time, then the 12-year-old cashier tries to pretend like it's fake and tells you to go back to your bank if that's really where you got it from. That happened to me.
Yeah. It's amazing how, like, if you don't ever try shopping with a $2 bill. Oh, this isn't real.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll call the police. Okay, first off, that is real. And then having like a dollar coin. Oh, forget 50 that.
Cents, 50 cent piece. Well, their little brains will explode. But I want to balance will. It out with the cashier with the great makeup who gave me the tip of using the primer on your eyelashes before you use mascara. So, I mean, the one made me feel like a criminal and a fraud, and I had to go to my bank, and the bank said, they do this all the time. It's a real $100 bill, because it was in the 1900s, you know, back in the 1900s. It was like a 1987 $100 bill, and they just didn't even believe there was paper money all the way back in the 1900s. This little girl didn't. And I still see, I see her, and God's working on my ability to forgive, because I'll see that cashier and I go, ooh.
You should just bring a new informational thing every time you come, just so you're like teaching her every time you go through the checkout. And now look at this, honey. This is called a calculator. Yes. And you have one of these on your phone.
Yeah. It's like a real thing.
It's a real thing. You know what else is real? I just want to point out, I've been drinking out of my not for sponsor, Krispy Kreme coffee cup, right? It's huge. Look at that.
That's a big cup.
It's taller than my face. Do you see that?
That's like a 72 ounce coffee cup.
But it's not. It really is. So I've decided.
And we're going to pause this broadcast for Michelle's 7th or 8th bathroom break. Like, how do you drink that much? Show me more. No, you have more drinks on your table, don't you?
I do. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to change to a clear cup. So you can see that it's not covered. It covers my face still.
Oh, but your nose explodes, Michelle. When you put it in front, it was like the mirror in the fun. Your teeth just got big. I can't handle it. Do it again.
I can't. And then, of course, this is my teacup. So that's why, if you're ever wondering why, like, I typically try not to use a big coffee cup because you can't see my face. If I drink, it covers my whole face.
Your face disappears. Go back to the water wood. I'm kidding you, Donna. I hope I can zoom in when we do the. Okay. That's hilarious. Oh, I can't do it. I needed that today.
This will be better.
Oh, wait, you're zoomed in. Do it one more time. One more time. Wait. Look at your nose. Can you see it? You can't see it, can you?
No, all I see is blur.
Oh my goodness. Okay, for our listeners, y'all just have to, you have to watch this episode on YouTube, because Michelle has a giant mug of water, but it's doing like the funhouse mirror effect whenever she raises it up to her face, and I'm not mature enough for that. Okay, let's talk about fun.
You can't see it through tea.
Last week, we had TC Stallings on.
Oh my gosh, so good.
One thing that I would like to point out about him is just who he is and his character, you know, and we pray before we came on, and we usually try to let our guests know what we're doing and how we're doing it. And TC is just such a humble person. And he's like, you know, I'm just here for you, whatever you want to talk about, whatever direction it goes, you know. And it wasn't about self-promotion at all, but because a program that he has been so influential in my life, we definitely spent quite a bit of time talking about the UCAC, his uncompromised actor coaching program, that just benefited me for but actually a lot of different ways. It really just kind of opened my eyes to the reality of how easily I can lose direction if I don't stay focused on my purpose, if I don't stay focused on what God wants for me in my life and not just selfish ambition. And so anyway, great takeaways. I'd love to hear some of your takeaways from it. And then, and normally, like, if you could do a gift, if you can gift, I want to gift something privately. But in this circumstance or this situation, I was excited to be able to share with you the program, but I needed to know your how to set that up for you specifically. But you've now been able to watch a couple of the videos. You got a notebook in the corner where you showed me you've already started filling out notes from the first two videos. And we had said, you know, that, like, I feel like you have been an example to me of living uncompromised. You don't go out trying to make everything about Michelle Van Dusen, and you do try to make sure that you're honoring God in the things that you do. So I'm going to let you talk about, like, your initial experience with that. I've spent a lot of time with TC, got to hear from TC, and literally he has coached me. And this was your first experience getting to listen to him talk, share his heart. And then now you've done a little bit of the program. So what are your thoughts, Van Dusen? I'm going to eat my waffle while you share.
Eat your bitter waffle, your airy waffle. Oh, and just your little pancake waffle thing there. Just so you know, you can't eat pancake makeup. Okay. That's my tip for the day. Okay. So I have taken a bunch of notes from the very first video that I saw, like his intro. So the program, it's a bunch of different videos. And so you have, like, a first section and a second section. So I'm on the first section still. And even though the videos are shorter than I expected, they're very in depth. Mm-hmm. And so, because you have to do the work, you got to do the homework. And so the fact that the whole first part is just about your spiritual side, and, you know, you got to find your purpose, you got to pray your purpose. And so, you know, like, one of his first things is, oh, you got to evaluate. How's your prayer life? Well, if you don't want to evaluate, you just cover that back up and just think, I'll try this again tomorrow. So it's going to take me a minute. So it was nice to see that it's definitely who you are, and has God called you to this. And there's no fluff to this program. Right. If you're ready for business, then let's do it. If you're not ready for business, come back in a year. When are you going to be ready? And so that's what's so nice is you have to evaluate. So, so right off the bat, evaluate. And now here's some scripture, study that. And then here's some more scripture, go read that, go see what you can find out of that. So, like, the first four, he has a different topic, you know, basically these different steps. So, you know, you got to pray about your purpose. You got to validate your calling.
Well, let's not give away all of it.
No. But I'm just saying, like, there's just these little, he's got these titles and, you know, the theme of the day kind of a thing. And it's very biblical how TC's program connects with scripture, where, you know, it talks about, you know, if you're on your bed, you should be thinking about it. If you rise, you should be thinking about it. If you're walking along, you should be thinking and, you know, quoting the scripture, muttering it to yourself. You know, when you lay down again, like, it's just, you have to carry it through all the time. Mm-hmm. So I love that. I'm looking forward to, once I get past, you know, what I'm going to call the hard stuff, it'll be fun to get to the fun stuff. To me, acting is fun. So yeah, it'll be fun.
But that's to get the whole there thing about this program. Is that, as he said, when he started getting into acting as a Christian, he didn't want the world to be coaching him on how to do this thing. He wanted to know, like, how to do this as a Christian, how to walk this out, this calling that was on his life. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing out there like that. So yeah. I think that, like, because I was kind of at first kind of surprised, you know, when I got into the program, and I don't know why, because it is uncompromised, right? Yeah. It's coaching for Christian artists. And then I was kind of like, oh, wait, we're starting with all this spiritual stuff, you know, and this, the word of God and all of these things, which shouldn't have surprised me, because
yeah,
that's what you should be doing if you are a Christian artist, in a Christian in any craft at all, mm-hmm, right? is how you should be starting. And that's what makes the program different, is it starts with a real foundation. And then, like you said, you get to the fun stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you don't start there, anybody can coach you. If you're not there and you're starting with faith and God's word and prayer, the rest of it's going to fall apart, or you're going to get the gifts that you've asked for, but not from God. You're going to find yourself getting some gifts that are going to cause you trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it gives you more resolve as to why you are going to say no to that project, or you're going to say yes to a project. I love how, you know, what he said on our podcast last week, and now going through his program, how it's just, it's interchangeable, I thought. Because one of the things that he said last week on our podcast was about, you know, you can't be sinning and be successful, you know, like it was just that kind of, I was like, he dropped so many great pearls of wisdom last week. So I, you know, it's going to be one of those podcasts that I actually go back and listen to a few times.
Yeah.
Just trying to find the clips for you to use last week was so hard for me, because I'm like, oh, this one's good. Oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. Then I was like, wait, did I already do this one? I mean,
yes.
So I sent you like way too many clips to work with. So for our listeners, on my system, my computer at my house is where we record our. And so for us to then to post up clips and stuff, because June is way more creative with titles and things like that. So I pick the clips and then I send them to her and she does the magic. That's pretty much how that works. So that's why I had to go through these clips. And I found out that I can only send short clips. I can't send super long ones.
Yeah.
They have to be short. So, yeah. Anyway, just there was just so many little things that he said. And then now going through the program at the same time, it's just reinforcing those things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really, really good program. And I think if you are a young actor or even a young comedian, because it's interchangeable so far, these things, you know, at least the first few lessons that I'm in lesson four.
I did like too, though. I did like that they are shorter. You're not watching hour long videos every time you're on there. Like it's almost like in comedy, where it's edit, word economy, right? He doesn't mess around with, like you said, a bunch of fluff. It's like, this is the content. This is what we're talking about. Now here's, you know, here's what you can do with it. And you're not watching 45 minutes of, you know, repetitive things. It's just a lot of really good content.
Yeah. And you have to do the work. If you don't do the work, then you don't get anything out of it. It's kind of like reading a daily devotional.
Yeah.
If you don't read it, or if you just skim it, but then don't do the last part where, you know, what did God say to you in this, or how can you apply this in your life? Like, if you don't do those parts, then you're just reading a book. Yeah. You're not applying it. So that's what it is. It's practical application, to make your calling secure, to make yourself sure, you know, shored up, and strong. So you don't compromise. I mean, that's really what it is. Yeah. And it's these little things. It's like, anyway, it's a really good program. So.
Yeah. Well, we hope you guys will go back and listen to that, that previous episode. If you haven't, it's, you know, it's one of the longer episodes that I think maybe Jeff Allen, we had one that was a little over an hour with him. But man, when you're getting such good content, you just keep rocking and let it roll. So
yeah.
I got a question about your shirt now. I have a t-shirt like that, just like that. Tell me where you've been, Michelle. What do you got on?
This is Faith Over Fear. Yeah, I think I bought a shirt a little bit too large, but that's okay. I like the bigger shirts. So I went to the Unknown Tour to watch.
Now, where were they at? So how close were they to you?
They were at the Oklahoma City. So a little suburb out there, which is less than 2 hours away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I went and they had Dori McLemore was, you know, Dori's comedy. She was the first comedian of the night. Mm-hmm. And then they had the musician, the singer was Summer Redman. Oh my gosh. She sang, I mean, it was great praise and worship, but then there was a song that she wrote that she sang that was, it was amazing. It was just, anyway, that was really good. And then the speaker was Becky Brooks. First time I've ever heard Becky Brooks. Wow. I actually want to hear more from her. She had a very impactful speaking. What is it? Impactful
message.
Thank you. Impactful message. I'm like, what's that word? And at the same time, it was also full of comedy, like just really funny moments in there. Yeah. So you're laughing and it's sitting in your heart. Like it's just all the stuff that kind of meshes together. It was really good. And then Lauren Lucille ended the evening with her comedy. And it was so good to watch Lauren. Yeah, she did. She worked on some new stuff that which just hit really well. I laughed so hard. So hard, but I couldn't tell you what joke it was. I couldn't tell you what moment. I just remember laughing. I looked, and Dori was sitting next to me at that point. I looked at her and I said, and Dori goes, wow, you really, I'm like, well, that was really funny. Like, it was just like, I needed that deep belly laugh that I haven't, like, it was just, I love it when I can go and watch my friends perform and do things. And it's still funny to me, even though I know a lot of their stuff, but it's just being able to watch and laugh and enjoy what you guys do. I just, I love it so much. And have you heard Lauren sing?
I've not. That's the thing is that, I've done three shows with them.
Yeah.
But each time she was the speaker, which is why I was there because, so I haven't heard her comedy set. I have not seen her with, it's Brittany, right? That her and Brittany do a thing together. Mm-hmm. I've not seen any of that. I've seen the same show over and over, you know, each time.
Yeah.
I hate to even call it a show. The same experience. I mean, there's a comedy show, but it's so much more than that. So I haven't seen that. I'm not sure. I'm with them in North Carolina on the 26th of this month. And I'm not sure. I think Brittany, I haven't met her yet. And I think that's one of the names that was on kind of the group text about travel and air, you know, flights and that kind of stuff. So I think I'm going to get to see one, potentially get to see them doing their comedy. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I know what I'm doing. I know that I'm the last comic up before the end of the show. And so, yeah, so I'm just preparing for that. I'm hoping to do some, not new stuff, but a new set. I'm hoping to kind of formulate my set for that. So we'll see what happens. But I'm like you, though, if we're not up there, the second best thing is being able to just sit in the audience and enjoy your friends, these women that we love, that we you know, try not to compare or compete with. We just lift each other up and you're the best at that. Also, Michelle, you have the best laugh. If you guys can go back and listen to the podcast today where I laughed at her face, I have an obnoxious, just horrible laugh. My kids are like, if I laugh, my kids are like, stop. Like, it's so bad. You have the best laugh too. So to have a supportive friend with a great giggle in the audience, just, it's the best.
It was such a fun event. And I'm glad that I went. I'm so glad that I went because typically Friday nights is family night. And so, you know, our sons come over and Patrick brings his, you know, and Rihanna, his wife, comes over and the baby comes over. And so it's typically that. But because they were having something at their church, I knew they weren't coming. And I'm like, I'm going to do this. And I was able to get a car, you know, so I was able to get everything was like lining up. And then 2 hours before I was going to leave, my son texts me, says, hey, can you watch Mia tonight? And I was like, oh, dude, you should have asked me 2 days ago. Because if you asked me 2 days ago, I would have been like, of course.
Yes.
But because he asked me, you know, an hour before I was leaving, I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Oklahoma City. Talk to your dad. So it was, and then as I was driving, I was like, oh, should I have? I'm like, no, I should have gone to this. And it was the best night. It was so much fun. And again, at some point, June, you need to be able to listen and to hear Lauren sing, because yeah. her voice is amazing. And she does, you know, these songs. It's just, she's got an incredible voice. And so I really hope that you get to hear her sing. And I love the fact that you get to work with Brittany and all of them. So
yeah, I haven't met her. So I'm excited about that. I love meeting new people, and I've heard so many great things about her. So I'm thrilled to have the opportunity.
Yeah. The Unknown Tour is amazing. So I'm so glad that you're going to get to do that and be on it. And yay. So.
Yeah, super cool. Super cool. I'm going to hang out afterwards, though, because I'm just going to hit the beach. We're about 2 hours from the beach. And so I'm going to stick around a few days and just go see the water and get prepared for the springtime, even though I got on the scale today and I'm very angry with myself and life. It's okay. I don't mind being the... I choose hope. You just held up. That's one of the t-shirts from the thing. But is that like the hope that I'll lose a couple pounds before I go to the beach? I choose hope. I hope I'll fit in at least one of my chubby girl bathing suits by the time it's time to go.
Well, I went down wearing this, but I had a pink jacket with it, but it just didn't quite work. I mean, it was okay. It was doable. So then when I got there and I saw the bright pink one, the Faith Over Fear.
I love that. I have that one.
And I thought, well, I wanted to go a little bit bigger, so I got, I think I bought too big, but it looked good with my pink jacket, so.
Yes, I like big, bam. I like big, t-shirts, I like big sweatshirts, like I like just oversized.
So. Yeah, it's airy, it's better. Anyway, so you're going to the beach, well, you're going to perform, you're going to go to the beach, how long are you going to be at the beach, the whole weekend?
I'm just going to spend three extra nights while I'm there. So I'll be two nights for the show and then three nights. Cause I'm already there. So might as well make, you know, the best of it. My flight, you know, I'm already flying that direction and grabbing a car and just going to go see some water because life is short, which kind of brings me into our tip of the week.
Yeah. But I just want to say, I really love the fact that that's what you do. Like when you have a comedy event, you don't just go and fly back out. Like you go, you stay, you see the environment around you. I love that. I love that ability to be able to do that. You know, Gordon Douglas, when he goes to places, you know, because otherwise if you're just sitting in your hotel room and not exploring the area, you can get in, you can find yourself falling into sin, you know.
Yeah.
Because you get bored and you're lonely and things like that. So like Gordon Douglas, he always, when he goes to a place, then you find out he's been at the museum. He's been at whatever local thing is happening in the area and people watching. And the more people watching and things that you do, the better your comedy is, I think, because you have more experiences to go from. So I'm looking forward to finding out how the beach was and the other things like that. Okay.
And I will say, like, that's just a blessing from God that I know, you know, right now I have the time and have the resources to be able to stick around for a few days. And I love to see what's around me. I love to explore. And so, I know that not everybody gets to do that. And I'm just grateful that God has me in a position right now. I don't know, you know, once I have grandkids and those type of things, I want to stick a little bit closer to home. But for right now, I'm going to go see what I can see while I'm there and have a good time. So, yeah.
All right. Now you're talking about your tip of the week.
Yeah. It kind of leads into that. My tip of the week is say yes. What? Where did you find that hashtag say yes? You have a t-shirt that has my tip of the week on it. Michelle, did you just make that? Do you have a heat press now that I don't know about? How do you have a t-shirt with the tip of the week on it?
Well, I already, I made this shirt when I was in Byron Trimble's video, Voluntold, and I was the volunteer director, and I voluntold you, and it's a wonderful, funny, funny musical video, and so I made it for that, and then when you told me what your tip of the week, I'm like, oh, I need to go change my shirt, but then I thought, no, I'll keep the pink one on and just bring the green.
That is hilarious. Hashtag say yes. Okay. So yeah, my tip of the week is say yes. You talking about gifting, I was able to gift you something. You previously gifted a masterclass thing to me. I don't think I've talked about this before, but one of the people I was listening to, he is super adventurous and super creative, and he basically kind of lives his life with a say yes mentality. I kind of got in a rut in life where I only wanted to do things that I was comfortable with. And so it was easy for me to say no. Yeah. And so now I try to pump myself up with a say yes, say yes, say yes. When we're talking about doing things when you're out of town, when I was in Utah filming Dry Bar, I had an opportunity to go snowmobiling. And that's a sense of like not being in control and doing something I've never done before. And it would be really easy to say no because I'm scared. But then that became a whole experience. And as far as comedy is concerned, it becomes something that I can write about and talk about later. But, you know, a lot of times I think we say no because we haven't done something before. I've got a couple events coming up this year that puts me in a venue or a place or a space that I haven't done before. So I want to say no because it's like, oh, I don't have experience doing that. But I didn't have experience doing stand-up the first time I did stand-up. Mm-hmm. But I said yes.
Yeah.
And I'm learning and I'm growing as I'm going. And it has been an adventure and super fun. And so I think that if it's just fear, I love that you have the faith over fear. If it's just fear that's making you say no, then you should have to say yes. Get over that fear. You know, and obviously spiritually and all of that. If it's something God doesn't want you to do, say no. If it's something that's outside of the, you know, your faith and inappropriate, whatever, if it's compromising, say no. But other than that, if it's just because you're being a little bit of a chicken, say yes. Just say yes. Try something new. Do something bold. If it's your first time to say yes to it, well, that's what it takes. There was a first time for me to do crowd warm-up at the Huckabee Show. I could have said no because I've never done crowd warm-up before. I could have said no because I've never done a fundraiser before. I could have said no because I've never. But once you say yes, then you have. And it's easier to say yes again to that type of thing. So live adventurously. Go have some fun. Say yes to some things that you normally would have been a little too afraid to do and see what happens. And maybe it's because I'm getting older. Maybe it's because I've got a birthday coming up and then I'll be 1 year away from the big 5-0. And I just want to keep saying yes and having a good time. And
say yes.
Yeah. So that's a tip of the week. Just say yes. Sound good?
June's tip of the week, say yes. If I said no at that point, you'd be like, what?
No, I'm not going to do it. Okay, Michelle.
Does that sound good? No. No, it doesn't. It sounds fabulous. In fact, you know what? Say yes to it would be email us if you have any questions or if you have any ideas for other tips or, you know, if you have any silly jokes that you want to send us, thelaughsup@gmail.com. Make sure you email us. You know, say yes to emailing us. We love reading those crazy emails. So, you know what? Oh, I think we should read some of those. Not today, but I think at some point we should read some of the emails because, bots are fun.
That would be fun. Let's do that. I say yes to reading as long as it's not inappropriate. I'd say yes to reading those. And listen, you should say yes to following my amazing friend, Michelle Van Dusen. Follow Michelle. I love that you put mine up. Follow Michelle at Junebug Comedy. Just do it all for me. Follow Michelle at Michelle's Comedy. It's Michelle with one L. MichelleVanDusen.org. And at Michelle's Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can follow me at Junebug Comedy on all social media platforms, junebugcomedy.com. And listen, if you're listening to us, you can watch us. You're going to need to see Michelle's funhouse face in her water cup from earlier, for sure. So you can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on all major stop. I can't deal with it. All major podcast platforms. It's totally, they totally had an app that made people's face like that, or it was like a TikTok thing or something. It's too funny. Okay, Michelle, because of my tip of the day, this will be the one time that I'm going to say yes to, hey, June, do you want to hear Michelle's joke of the week?
So, yes. Because of you talking earlier about having all the fires and almost setting your house on fire this morning, I thought this joke would be appropriate. What did the fireman say when the church caught fire?
I don't know, Michelle, what?
Holy smokes! Guys, thanks for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye. Bye-bye. Y'all.